Okay, welcome to your Tuesday night broadcast on In Plain Sight with Public Broadcasting Network, publicbroadcasting.org, upper left-hand menu button. Find that donate button and smash it with Extreme Prejudice. You will find a variety of ways to donate. Call it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, with your credit or debit card number. And break out that Boomer checkbook and mail it into Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And if you purchase $100 worth of free speech, you can get a free RBN t-shirt or mug, so please be sure to include your return address and your t-shirt size should you decide to purchase $100 or more worth of free speech. It's the best investment that you can make for your children and grandchildren. It's better than Dogecoin or Coinbase or any type of crypto that you can think of, because this is going to ensure that we have free speech flowing like that morning coffee for the next several mornings, the next several decades of mornings. Tonight is our Tuesday show. The dynamic duo and my guest, you know the caliber of this man.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Holy, here we go again, Batman. Holy whiskers! Holy birthday cake! Holy headache!
Holy ball and chain!
Holy triple feature!
Holy slip disc!
A man, baby.
Holy political science analyzing Brian. It is Dr. Patrick Slattery, the man bigger than life itself, analyzing politics and fighting crime. Dr. Wolf. So.
Well, I invented the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of brawn and chopsticks, and built civilization. And managed to find my mute button before the end of that segment. And I think that's all pretty good. I will say one thing. I don't drink coffee. I do free speech, yes. Coffee. Eh. I mean, Dr. Duke says it's a miracle drink, but whatever.
Well, for those of us that drink coffee, I mean, the free speech flowing like coffee, you can't beat that. Maybe it flows like gin and whiskey on a October night as the wind howls at your house. You want to keep it flowing. That's my point. Because free speech ain't free, and it's not always going to be here with this regime that we live under. Speaking of regime, the senile old bastard addressed us talking about the COVID regime. That's the first article on our prep from Fox News. Have you heard the very, very coherent and totally making sense resident of the White House, Joe Biden?
Well, I read the article first, and I just thought it was Andrew Anglin's satire when he was saying, Ohio, Pennsylvania. I'm from Pennsylvania. This guy over here, Fred. And that's how we beat the coronavirus. I thought it was just satire because, you know, when I did my interview of Joe Biden on Inauguration Day, and you can go back into the archives, I think go back to January 20th, you'll find I had the first interview with the fake president, Joe Biden. I actually had to kind of doctor the clips to make him sound that silly. And in just, 9 short months, even without doctoring the clips, because Andrew Anglin included the actual video of it, him stumbling and make it, he actually said that. That was a direct quote. What was written there about all that Ohio, Pennsylvania. Oh, well, the clip is ready. Go for it.
Do it. Let's listen in. He's speaking in Illinois right now.
And the Ohio, Pennsylvania, I'm from Pennsylvania. The Illinois president of the, Don Harmon, State Senator Laura Murphy, State Rep Martin Moylan, and we got great labor leaders here too. Tim, where's Tim? There you go, Tim. Thank you. Thank you, pal. AFL-CIO state president. And Jeff Isaacson, United Brothers of Carpenters, and Don Finn, IBW, and Robert Reiter, Reiter, Chicago Federation of Labor. And folks, that's how we beat COVID-19. By
all right, we're going to continue monitoring this here when it gets to the details of numbers and all of that, whether he takes questions.
Well, that's it. That's how you beat COVID-19. I mean, that's pretty sound to me. What do you think?
You know, this is the thing. I'm serious. 9 months ago, it took me like an hour to edit his talking to make it sound that silly. And like, I feel like that's an hour I'm never going to get back, because now he's just doing it for free. He's speaking absolutely incoherently for free. And I never got paid for what I did, making him sound even more incoherent than he used to. But you know, it's sad because, as we know, he is the prophylactic that is preventing America from a mass outbreak of chlamydia.
The very thin prophylactic that looks like it's about to bust.
I mean, it's busting all over. Of course, I think we're also going to be, are we going to be addressing her absolutely creepy little talk to fake school children?
I believe that's in the prep, yes. Yeah. But to this Biden speech, I mean, like, I don't know which Biden this is. There could be three. There are at least two. But whatever Biden, this probably is the original Biden, and they can't keep this going on forever.
Okay, well, I had a rant today on Stormfront, and I think I'm going to rerun it just because. Okay. Mini-Me, where are you? Come on. Anyway, here's the thing. So to have two or three, to have multiple Bidens, actual multiple Bidens, and we're not talking about computer-generated graphics, which is honestly, I mean, I could see doing a deep fake for something in a pinch. And we've seen deep fake, you know, you've seen people demonstrate a deep fake Putin, you know, as a demonstration. So we know that deep fakes are pretty good. But, you know, people are talking about multiple Bidens actually going out in public, speaking. And you know, Biden's been there's a few things. Biden's been around forever. B, when I say forever, not necessarily since ancient Greek times, but pretty close. And we have had impersonators around since ancient Greek times. So actors who were pretending to be somebody else. You have people like you know, Rich Little, who maybe the boomers out there know who Rich Little is. He used to do impersonations, vocal impersonations. He put out records where he's sounding like Richard Nixon or other people. But, you know, you've got Daryl Hammond on Saturday Night Live who does impersonations. But you would never actually think that those impersonations are the people that they're supposed to be. They're kind of caricatures. So this whole idea of multiple Bidens is that people are undergoing, you know, using Mission Impossible rubber masks or Scooby-Doo rubber masks, and you know they perfected it in Scooby-Doo, but I don't, in the real world, not really so much, or that they've had plastic surgery, and so they've, you know, they've redesigned the bones in the chin and nose jobs and ripped open the skin and changed the eyebrows and everything to make him look exactly like Joe Biden Except for whatever reason, it's just impossible to change an earlobe. I mean, you can change a jaw, you can change a nose, you can change a forehead, but there's no way. I mean, because after all, earlobes are rock solid. They are impenetrable. Nothing. I mean, you could never pierce an earlobe, for instance. You couldn't stretch an earlobe. I mean, earlobes are absolute. I mean, once an earlobe is made, that's the last part of your body to rot. Most people didn't know that. Most people thought it was the skeleton, but long after the bones have disintegrated, that earlobe is still there. Which I'm being silly.
Well,
I mean, the thing is, people have been talking, like, people have been talking about earlobes this way, you know, doing earlobe analysis of Vladimir Putin for the past 10 years. This earlobe thing's been out there for 10 years. And the idea that they would do all this plastic surgery and somehow forget about the earlobes? Come on, man.
Come on, man. Yeah. No, I'm catching your drift. This would have been the perfect opportunity to substitute a more coherent Biden, but yet they didn't. So, I mean, even if there were multiple Bidens,
Have multiple senile Bidens, right? I mean, if you can have a multiple Biden, you want one who's going to be sharp, at least one who's going to be sharp, and there isn't one that's sharp.
So all Bidens are incoherent, I guess. Maybe there's just one Biden. But at any rate,
they might shoot him up with some vitamin B12 or something. That's what Trump said, and, you know, why not? And then the effects kind of wear off after a while. I mean, that type of stuff is certainly believable. But yeah, the thing is, there's so many. I honestly think there's so many weird narratives out there that are unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary. I'm just sticking with the multiple Bidens. What's the point of that? What's the point of trying to convince people of multiple Bidens? What's to be gained from it? I mean, what we have is we've had our republic taken away. Now we're having a tyranny like no other country has ever imagined. And it's coming down the pike, and we can already see what's going on. You know, the QR codes in order to access the supermarket, right? You have to be up to date with your experimental gene therapies. And, of course, it's going to go way beyond QR codes. It's going to be biometrics, right? I mean, already, if you want to do a lot of things, like with your cell phone. Your cell phone wants you to register your thumbprint. And, you know, they're getting all into this biometrics. We're headed towards such a horrible tyranny. And there's lots of things that everybody can see before their very eyes without going down weird rabbit holes. We just got to stick to the basics. We don't want to keep moving the goalpost back. I mean, it's easy to tell somebody that Biden is senile. That's an easy one. But to say that Biden is two or three different senile people, that's harder. But, you know, right now, even telling people Biden's senile, actually, I want to tell them, no, he's totally sharp, because I don't want chlamydia.
And I think that's what they're pushing for. Regardless of how many Bidens there are, if there are multiple Bidens, this one that they put on that Fox News covered is completely incoherent, and it's building the case for the United States contracting chlamydia.
Yeah, we would have chlamydia already, except that the chlamydia is like, this is like, it's not your grandfather's chlamydia. This is like a really creepy chlamydia that is so unattractive. Like, nobody's going to want to do the act if it involves that kind of chlamydia, because it's just so creepy.
Did you have some prep on her, on one of her addresses? Cause I don't have that one.
Well, a lot of people have been talking about is this, because she hasn't been out in public that much, but she did some video with kids where she's talking about space exploration with like a bunch of non-white kids, and I guess like there might be one gay white kid in there or something. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm not even sure there's a white boy. I think it's all it's girls and people of color or something. But at any rate, she's talking to them, and she sounds really creepy because she doesn't have kids. She's never been around kids. Presumably she was a kid once herself. She tells a story that she was a kid once, so I mean, I'll just give her the benefit of the doubt. But it's just really creepy, and she's talking to them like they're 5-year-olds, and yet they're like 13. And she's got, you know, the fake smile and the talk of, it's wonder, you go out into space. And it was supposedly just some sort of impromptu talk with regular random kids, but it wasn't. I mean, it's come out that these were all kids that are child actors who are auditioned for the part. And, you know, everything about her is fake. Everything about this administration is fake. And I don't really blame people for thinking that there are multiple Bidens, except it doesn't make any sense and there's no need for it. But this presidency, the whole presidency, is so fake. You know, the election was fake. He's not really the president. You know, he's clearly senile. That clip shows it. And then, of course, the people who are actually running the administration in his name are inept, which is better than having ept people. It's better than having competent people running an evil regime is to have incompetent people. This is better. And even if they went to chlamydia, she would probably have incompetent people around her too, but they would probably be even nastier incompetent people, and who knows. So I just to stay as soon stay with the status quo.
If you want to look up that article that you're addressing here, New York Post has one, child actors use for Kamala Harris bizarre space video, where she's talking to these, I guess, child actors. It featured Vice President Kamala Harris giving a memorably loopy performance alongside a quintet of child actors who auditioned for their roles. And this was on Monday. All 5 of them are actors, according to Carlo Bernardino, whose 13-year-old son Trevor was one of the youngsters taking part. That's the article you're referencing, I believe, if the audience was to look that up.
Yeah. Now, you know, the thing about Joe Biden, he was elected to the Senate in 1972, and he was in the Senate a long time, and he was reasonably well-known, and you can go back and find from the 80s or the 90s Saturday Night Live clips, skits where, you know, one person or another is impersonating Joe Biden. He wasn't as, you know, he was never like the Senate Majority Leader. He wasn't out in front of the cameras as much as somebody like Chuck Schumer is today. But he was reasonably well known. And then he was vice president for 8 years. And so Americans, you know, they more or less know Joe Biden. I mean, honestly, though, for somebody who had been in public office for 50 years, not as well as you would think, but they know him well enough. Harris, nobody knows really anything about her. She was only in the Senate for 4 years.
Hey, let's get to some news out of the break on the point side.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shining in front of me. If you can see the light shining.
Okay, we're back to the show, a dynamic duo analyzing the news. We'll be taking your phone calls too if you want to call in. It is 512-248-8252. Taking your calls live on Tuesday Night Drive. You were going on a little bit of a rant, Patrick. I wanted to share an email from Gabe. Gabe emailed us. Jeremy and Dr. Slattery, you guys have been killing both together and separately. And the new commercial is hilarious. Keep up the great work. If possible, forward this message to Stat Miller's standing past week. I cannot find his email. He declares we are living in a communist country, that he has been going overkill on leaving our 21st century professors as Nazis. Logically, he should be comparing them to the Bolsheviks. Thanks, Gabe. But that's a salient point. It is more of a Bolshevik, like, rule by fear scenario that we're in. Your thoughts, Patrick?
Well, I've always... I do push back at the idea that what's happening in America is communist or socialist, because to me it's just something absolutely new that's never been experienced in humanity before. It's a kind of totalitarianism that nobody could have even dreamed of. Maybe George Orwell or the guy that wrote The Brave New World, Alex Huxley. You know, we're just going into something absolutely like the total version of totalitarianism. When Don Black was calling this neo-Bolshevism. Well, you know, the defining feature of Bolshevism really wasn't socialism, although they were certainly were socialist and communist. But what was really defining about them was basically an anti-white attack or anti-ethnic Russian attack. And so there is a that's where the overlap is. So I don't know if that's the kind of comment you were looking for.
Yeah, neo-Bolshevism is great because the Bolsheviks ruled through fear. And it's kind of like everyone in Bolshevik Russia 100 years ago, they knew what was going on, but they couldn't say anything because they were afraid their neighbors were going to turn them in. I mean, isn't that what we're in now? I mean, isn't that the perfect scenario of, you know, if you speak out against the virus regime, that you could be turned in, you could lose your job. If you speak out against critical race theory, I mean, you look at Merrick Garland, sicking the FBI on parents that go to school board meetings. You know why? Because they're speaking out against CRT and masks and COVID, you know, lockdowns and COVID restrictions. That's the very state that we're living in. The Bolsheviks ruled through fear. The people that are ruling us are not ruling through law and order, but through fear and intimidation. So I think it is a very apt description. What do you think?
Well, in terms of ruling through fear, and, you know, how many people have been fired so far because they won't go along with the vaccine mandate? Maybe it's not that great right now, but people are getting fired because of that. But think of what happened in 2020, where they just threw over 40 million people out of work in the lockdowns. And so there's no doubt that they're absolutely willing to do whatever.
And that's, you know, something I was bringing up on last night's show. That's the huge political paradigm shift, you know, is that 30 years ago, the system was trying to, you know, court the white working class, whereas now they're just totally throwing the white working class under the bus and saying, just deal with it. It has turned into a Bolshevik regime where, you know, they understand that they can get you fired from your job if you don't go along with the COVID, the vax regime, the COVID regime, as we call it. And that dovetails nicely with, you know, critical race theory, transgender, and all of that. You speak out against any of that, you're a terrorist. You can be targeted by the FBI. We'll be back on the other side of the break or political analysis and your calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. but do it today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Jeremy, Kentucky, on your Tuesday night broadcast, the dynamic duo rolling out the news you're afraid to cover, but we're not. We got callers here on this broadcast. Patrick, are you ready for callers? Let's do this.
I couldn't be more ready.
If you were more ready, I don't even know. Mark from Texas. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Got a lot on my mind. Jeremy and the doctor.
Yes, sir.
Hey. I got to tell you what. You know, you got to love a little baseball. That's our pastime. Go Astros.
Hey, Mark, what's your favorite team?
Well, it was the Rangers. Till the GM, John Daniels, got rid of Nolan Ryan, and he went to the Astros, who just beat the White Sox today. So I say go baseball. I don't know about the NFL, the NBA, but, you know, this is our game. I love baseball.
Hey, if you want real baseball, you got real baseball, high school baseball in Japan. That's where you go for real baseball.
Well, no. We got high school baseball here, bro. Really good.
Okay.
Now, all right. Japan doesn't Maybe have... Japan, I love you, doctor, but Japan doesn't have shit we need. Let me tell you what. I want to be like Switzerland. All right? We hear about Europe. The Brits got rid of their guns, you know, they don't have any guns, but let me tell you what, Switzerland has guns. They have guns in every home, and they're neutral.
And yet they actually voted for
neutral. Why can't we be neutral? I want to be like Switzerland. What do you think, Patrick?
Good. No, that's all good. That's all good. But, you know, even having said that, Switzerland's a country that just voted for gay marriage. Now, the United States didn't even vote for gay marriage. No state in the United States voted for gay marriage. We had it imposed on us by judicial fiat. I don't know about other countries, but Switzerland actually voted for gay marriage.
Well, you know, that's all right, dude. At least they all have guns, and they don't take any shit. I mean, you don't hear about them in the news at all. Okay.
You don't.
I'm just saying, I want to be neutral.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's all good. That's all good. And if you have guns,
and then we'll figure out the rest.
If you have guns and somebody breaks into your house in the middle of the night and tries to gay marry you, you know, you can just blow their freaking heads off, right?
You shoot the shoot them. What the hell? Yeah, you shoot the absolutely. They're gone. And you know, like
we're reaching low.
Earlier, I really don't fear this government. I really don't. I don't know what they're thinking. They got to be on some kind of weird trip. Don't they know that we will kill them? We have, you know, at least 100, maybe 150, 200 million people with 500 million guns.
What are they thinking?
I don't understand they have a death wish.
Wait a minute. There's a whole lot of guns and there's a whole lot of people with guns. But yet really they've got a lot of guns too. And, what indication is there that, that people are going to use their guns to stop, this tyranny? Nothing's gotten stopped yet.
I would say Southwest Airlines is a good start.
That is a very good start. Although that wasn't with guns.
It wasn't. You know, it was with pilots and the, air traffic controllers.
So here it is. It was with actual essential workers, right? I mean, last year they were talking about people at the checkout counter of Walmart or nurses' aides being essential workers. And these are people that can be replaced with...
Exactly, Patrick. Doctor, you're so right. Yeah, hey, you know what? The way I see it, we're all essential. I don't know who's not, you know. I don't like this, who's essential. We're all essential, right?
Well...
We're the people.
I mean, in one way, but the thing is, in order to maintain civilization as... You know, and power structures and infrastructure. There are some people whose skills are more valuable than others. And I'd say, you can replace a nurse's aide with pretty much anyone off the street. You cannot do that with an airline pilot.
Hey, screw the nurse's aide. I'd rather have a handyman who knows how to fix stuff. You know what I'm saying? I mean, This essential, not essential, is their dictate. It's not our dictate. That's what I'm saying. You know, my essential people are people that give me food and that can conduct commerce and a free enterprise. You know, capitalism and communism, as Lark said earlier, Lark in Texas, are two sides of the same coin. Tex Mars said that. You know, either way, the tribe wins. And so we got to figure out something different. And that's what every country, like over 200 countries in the last 200 years or however long, has figured out that you don't want these people in charge of anything, tribe. They will screw you. They don't care. Anyway, that's really all I had to say. My brothers, I love you. You guys have a great show.
Okay,
I love Batman and Robin.
Okay. Hey, it sounds like you're saying when you're Jude, you're screwed. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying when the Jews are in charge, we're screwed, yes. That's what I'm saying.
Right. cool with the anti-Semitic remarks. But yeah,
you know,
capitalism.
You gotta call it as you see it, my brother. And you know, I'm just looking at the evidence. My God, if you can't see it, you know, we've laid it out so many times every other way. You know, bottom line is they are supremacists. They are the supremacists. There's no doubt about it. And there's no way to deal with them. You can't deal with them. You just got to beat them. You got to kill them. And that's what I'm talking about. When the time comes, we will
do it. Now we're reaching levels of whatever that I previously thought were impossible.
So. We didn't start it. They started it.
Yeah, there's certain things, certain lines we can't cross.
Well, look, I'm not doing anything other than till I'm pushed. All right? You know, I'm trying to get along with everybody. I'm a peaceful man. I don't like war. I don't like violence. I don't like fights. Physical fights. I really don't. You know, my buddies did. When we used to go out, they all loved to fight. And we'd get in a fight every weekend at some bar. You know, somebody, one of my buds would always get in the first punch. That's the key. And it was over, you know, and you just had to deal with the aftermath. So I'm just saying, we're going to take care of business. I'm not afraid of anybody. Especially these mandate pushers, which have no authority.
I think the best way to kill a Jewish power is to withdraw to the suburbs and the countryside and
I'm not giving up an inch, Jeremy. I've heard you say that. Look, I'm here in the city. I don't want to be here, but I'm here. I got family obligations. Yeah. And we're not going to give up the niche. That's what I'm saying. We're not going to give up the city. We're not going to give up anything.
And you know, you may be in a city where you can do that. You may be in a city where it's feasible, but allowing the system to collapse in
any city, USA, we will kick. But these people are nothing, man. They are a bunch of pencil pushers. They've never been in a fight. They don't know how to fight. Very few of them. All they know how to do is talk. And as you and I know, talk is cheap. All right? You know that. I know that. I mean, you know what? We're kicked their ass. I don't know what they're thinking. They're absolutely have a death wish.
They know that too. They know that talk is cheap, and they can very easily isolate any one of us from these radio shows.
So what? That's not going to do anything. So what? What's that going to do?
Well, I mean, if they can send FBI agents.
As Patrick says, we're still here. We are here.
Right, but what I'm saying is like, if they can send FBI agents to General Flynn's home and drag him out at like 4 a.m, what can they do to us that don't have the power of General Flynn? The fight is political.
In a country like I used to, that wouldn't be a problem. In the city, it is. Yeah, you got a bunch of people that don't really want to get to know you. They're all, you know, that's why I don't like the city. But anyway, it is America. That's where the people are. And we don't need to give up an inch. Not an inch. We need
we're not taking the wind out of your
cities, suburbs.
We're not taking the wind out of your sails at all, my friend. I'm just coming to realities here. And the reality is that there is no physical fight against the system. There is simply withdrawing and allowing.
No. I believe you're wrong, brother. There is. There is a physical fight.
But we'll have to agree or disagree.
They don't want that. They don't want to fight. Yeah. They can't fight. They got a bunch of pussies. They can't fight.
Well, appreciate it, Mark. We're going to agree to disagree on that one. Thank you, sir.
Keep safe. Love y'all.
Love you too, my friend. Let's go on to Joshua from New York. Joshua, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm pretty sure that guy was drinking, but he's right. These people are dead. There's no way around that. They have a death wish. They are dead. And you can be, you're halfway right. Like, I'm a person of the mind. I'm all about psychology, psychological warfare. We already won. I already won. I'm on the verge of just making king of myself of this land because there's no way around this shit. If Trump and them don't do the right thing fast and all that, everything's coming to a fault. FBI was made for terroristic reasons, domestic terroristic reasons against people, for basically anyone that was going to stand up against the system. FBI is done. They're caught. It's over with. So my question was going to be, which I kind of already know the answer, because, again, this is psychological warfare. I study the minds. So I was listening to you guys. Obviously, you got punked. You just got punked out. You're not Americans. You're not patriots. RBN, I've been listening, and I'm really, really getting pissed off guys, because you guys are
Stop. I'll have you muted. Joshua, this is my show, Joshua. Do you understand me?
Don't try to get
Say yes, you understand me. Say yes, don't Jeremy. I understand you.
Don't
Say
try
it.
To get demanded.
Say it.
Don't try to get demanded.
Say it. Say
you
yes, you
right
understand
now?
Me.
Are you kidding
Joshua,
me right
mute him, Mike. Mute him. Joshua, this is my show. I don't get punked on my own show. Do you understand me, you little faggot? I am telling you, and I'm telling Mark, Mr. Favorite Planet, that when the system decides to come down on you, they will come down on you with full force. If General Flynn, a general in the United States Army, could not stop the FBI from coming into his house and dragging him out in the weeds, in the wee hours in the morning, in the grass, do you think that you're going to withstand that? You don't come onto my show and tell me that I got punked. Do you understand that?
Yeah,
you're the punk.
You really are a hothead.
You're the punk. Shut him up, Mike. You don't come on my show and tell me I'm a punk. You little punk. You don't understand the situation. You're not going to win this by saying that you're going to stand up to the system with your weapons, with your feeble little weapons, and win. Don't you ever come on my show and tell me that. Tell me yes, Jeremy, I understand. Say it. Let him go, Mike. Say it! Yeah, I would imagine he did. I would imagine he did hang up. You don't come on my show, caller, and tell me that I'm punked. You're the punk! You don't understand what's going on. Let's go to the next caller. Who is it? Matilda from Canton. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing? That guy was a little bit of an asshole. I know I probably shouldn't call him that, but I'm sorry.
Well,
what we need to do is stop fighting with each other, and we need to band together because that's the only way we're going to beat them. You know that, though,
well,
right?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. You can't win this with your little weapons in your little house out in the middle of bum snort whatever. You're going to win this by getting your sheriff on board, getting your local municipalities on board, and getting a group of people, of hundreds of people, that will back you up. That's how you're going to win this.
But you got to remember,
How did David Koresh fit?
Sit up in the trees and wait to kill something. We'll sit up in the trees for hours just waiting.
Let me ask you this.
That's what he's saying. I heard you guys were talking about the gay marriage and stuff. The way I see it, okay. Hey, if they won't be like us, that's fine. Let them get married, get divorced, lose all their stuff too. You know, hey, if it's good enough for us, hey, it's good enough for them. What I hate is they keep trying to shove it down our throats. That's just wrong.
That's totally right.
What they do in their bedroom is their own business. I don't go around telling what I do in my bedroom to other people because it's none of their business. What you do in your own bedroom is your own dang business. Right?
That's right, Matilda. But what they're doing, Matilda, is they're not stopping there. They're not just saying what we do in our bedroom is our business. They're pushing it down your kids' throats at the library with Tranny Story Hour. And they're saying not only we're going to make it your business and we're going to make it your kids' business. And if you step out of line and if you talk back, we're going to stick the FBI on you. That's what they're doing.
I know, and that's wrong. And I heard another thing. Oh, I couldn't believe this. Okay, there's a school district somewhere. They're fighting to get gender neutral bathrooms. And some man who identifies as woman went into the bathroom and raped a girl. The school board tried to cover it up, would not let the father of the girl talk about it in their meeting. Kicked him out and won't let him back in.
Real quick, Matilda, pause. Are we on break, Mike? Pause, Matilda. Are we on break, Mike? Or did we skip it? Do you want to skip it or do you want to go on? What do you want to do? Matilda, it is not... Point. Go ahead, Patrick.
I was just going to say, it's easy to say what people do in their bedroom is their own business because... You know, in a way, if that's all it was, then it wouldn't really even be a thing. But when you're talking about marriage, you're talking about sanctioning these relationships with the power of the state and the power of society. And even if that's all it was, maybe a lot of people could, reach the conclusion you did. Okay, well, let them have all the problems of divorce and everything else. But, of course, it doesn't stop there. And what we've seen is not just a slippery slope, but basically a sheer cliff where we're just falling into complete degeneracy, where they're doing everything they possibly can. You know, you look at every day you look at something, the latest news, Superman, they're turning Superman into bisexual, right? So Superman, a very established childhood hero, and now they're, retroactively just turning him gay. And so he's making out with dudes. And, you know, in books like in English class in high schools, they're assigning these books where they're openly talking about fellating, boys fellating each other. So this is gone way beyond live and let live, and it is active promotion, and it's just undeniable that homosexuality is being promoted, that it's being pushed. It's got the power of the state behind it, and if they really, really wanted gay marriage, they got gay marriage and they could have stopped there, but they didn't.
That's what I'm talking about, them trying to shove it down our throats. Like I was trying to say, there is a school district. It was a high school, I believe. Some guy identifying as a woman went into the girl's bathroom and raped a girl. And the school board did everything to cover it up. And guess what?
Right.
The guy ended up raping another girl. Now tell me, is that normal?
No, and that's, but that's where this has led to. And, you know, you can't say nobody predicted it. You know, when you look at the debates that they were having over gay marriage, a lot of opponents were saying it's not going to end with gay marriage. They're just going to keep pushing it and keep pushing it. And maybe there are individual gay couples who would have been happy to stop at gay marriage because maybe that's all they wanted. But this Jewish dominated elite that according to Joe Biden is responsible for this all. I mean, he thanked them at a public forum. That was never, simply having gay marriage was never the goal. The goal is to do everything in their power to introduce all sorts of perversions and frankly to repress the white birth rate. The end game of all of this is a demographic attack on whites, to turn whites into a minority. So they use feminism, they use homosexuality, they use mass immigration, they use drugs, you're using coronavirus lockdowns, everything that they can, and potentially even the vaccines. I don't know, you know, if they're doing that now or not, but potentially this type of thing. That's what all these outrageous policies that we look at and talk about, what do they all have in common? They all have in common the repression of white demographics, of our birth rate, or the acceleration of our death rate. They all lead to the same thing.
And it's all initiated by the demon doodles.
Well, my position is, if you are in a small town, in a rural area, you get the sheriffs and the school boards on your side. If they will not get on your side, you move. You get out of wherever you're at and go somewhere where you can get people on your side, because you're not going to fight this thing with your little weapons and your little nonsense, your little nonsense revolution from 200 years ago. You get someone behind you that has power. Thank you, Matilda, for your call. We appreciate it. We will be back tomorrow for another exciting edition of the Patrick and Jeremy Show on National Bugle, 1 p.m. Central Wednesday.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.